Many K-12 students around Wisconsin had their first day of school this week, and the UW system starts classes today. Whether those classes are in person, virtual, or a mix of both, school during a pandemic is different, and it can feel strange for students and parents. We want to hear from you. How are you feeling about this? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. The lines are open now. What's on your mind as school starts up again? Are you worried about the spread of the coronavirus and whether schools are able to get going safely? You can call 800-642-1234. Are you happy for your kids to get back to something that feels normal again? Or does it just seem like a lot of work? Maybe you're feeling kind of uncertain about things. And if you're a student, also a line for you. We'd love to hear your experience at 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. A new report looked into how students were feeling as they got ready to go back to school. More than 40 students from 13 schools in Marathon County participated in focus groups so they could talk about safety and learning and extracurriculars. Sharon Belton is the director of the University of Wisconsin's Institute for Public Policy and Service Research Partners. She helped author this report. Sharon, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You talked with students from districts that are trying a variety of approaches starting the year, all online, some going in person, some mixing the two. What kind of things did you ask kids about in these focus groups?
Well, what we really wanted to do with the focus groups was to dig deeper into what were the concerns that students were feeling with respect to resuming classes in the fall, regardless of what format their school was going to be using. And so we talked with them about a range of things, starting with their experiences in the spring with learning at home, what worked well and what didn't, sort of as a way to get them talking more about what they were anticipating for the fall, not just with respect to safety and, you know, COVID-related concerns, but things related to their learning, how they would learn, how they would stay connected with their teachers and their peers, their social environments, and their communication and engagement with their schools.
For all of these students, the year is going to be different in some way. What are the common emotions kids are pointing to as they readied for back to school?
Well, one of the most compelling themes that we heard across all of the focus groups that we did, both at the middle school and the high school ages, is that students were feeling a lot of anxiety and stress about returning to school, driven partially by the uncertainty that they were experiencing with respect to what their learning environments were going to be like. While they obviously were very concerned about safety-related aspects of returning to school, those safety concerns were really secondary to what their learning environment would be like. Many of the students, particularly at the middle school ages, expressed a certain level of fear about the sudden and unpredictable changes that might occur in learning environments this fall, both with respect to starting in person and having to potentially shift to being at home, as well as those starting virtually, the circumstances and criteria under which they would have to then go back into an in-person environment. So really what we heard from all of the students across the board was that they wanted some specifics and details about school this fall that would alleviate some of their stress. What would their schedules would be like? What would their daily routines be like? How would they get questions answered directly from teachers if they had them? How would they be able to learn with their fellow students, which they all found particularly engaging in terms of being in a school environment, how they were going to connect with their friends, and in particular, what would school safety plans be with respect to being on site.
And we're talking about this on the Ideas Network, taking calls at 800-642-1234. If you're a parent or a student going back to school, want to know how you're handling it, whether you're worried about some things or you feel pretty comfortable given what your district has talked with you about, you can give us a call now at 800-642-1234. Sharon, we've seen school districts having to make plans and lots of input from parents, and it's kind of striking that we haven't necessarily heard a lot from the students who are affected primarily by all of these decisions.
Right. That's exactly what motivated us to do this project. I mean, for months we've heard public policy discussions taking place about should schools be open on site? Should they be open virtually? What kind of safety protocols should be in place? And we had noticed that in none of the policy discussions that we had seen was there really substantive information being reported on the perspectives of students. And so our motivation for this project was to help fill that information gap, at least for this area of Wisconsin, with the thought being that many of the lessons that we learned for this project could have implications, you know, statewide for districts across the state struggling with the same issues.
Yeah, because they're all dealing with it in different ways, for sure. With school underway now, what do you hope people, not just in Marathon County where you did the survey, but also around the state, what do you hope they keep in mind as this strange year takes shape?
I guess one thing that really came through from the students we talked to is that they have a very high level of understanding of COVID-19 and what the implications are with respect to, you know, spread of the virus and safety implications. And they want to be engaged in the decision-making process with school leaders about things that are going to be impacting them at school. They're hoping to engage with school leaders, not just, you know, on an occasional basis, but an ongoing basis. And we heard from a lot of students that while schools may do an excellent job communicating with parents, that information doesn't always filter down to the students. And that sort of disconnected information sharing was a source of a lot of stress for them. A second thing that I think is important for schools to keep in mind is that many students expressed some positive aspects of virtual learning that they hoped might continue on into the future as, you know, either virtual learning is considered on a temporary basis this fall or perhaps on a more longer term basis, that students really liked the independence and the flexibility of virtual learning. At the same time, wanted some kind of structure and routine with their learning environments. And so finding that balance between allowing students independence, but also structure and routine was really important to them as critical to their ongoing success this fall and into the future.
And what should we think about counselors, school support staff as we're going into this year?
Yeah, I think that's a real critical area of need that we heard from the students. We, you know, heard from many of the kids that their anxiety and stress were piling up, that not being connected with their friends and their peers in the way that they were used to or in the ways that they need was really a top of mind mental health concern for a lot of kids. And they want more access to mental health support, not just, you know, for those crisis situations, but for those ongoing conversations that are so important to making sure kids are doing okay, and providing opportunities for kids to stay connected with each other, even if they can't be physically present on site at school, is very important to them as well.
Sharon, thank you for sharing this with us.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Sharon Belton is the director of the University of Wisconsin's Institute for Public Policy and Service Research Partners. She talked with us about her report on how Marathon County students are feeling about heading back to school. And we talked a lot about K-12 students. And right now we've got Max from Appleton, who's also a student who wants to talk with us. Hi, Max.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, what's your situation?
Well, I'm going to UW Oshkosh, and they haven't reopened just yet. But we did have online classes at the end of the last semester, you know, starting in March, right as this pandemic was really getting going. And when all of your classes or even some of your classes are all online, I find that it's a lot harder. And a lot of people who I went to school with, they all wanted to just go back to in-person stuff. Now, this coming semester, it's going to be about 50-50. Half my classes are going to be in person, half not. But, you know, for all these classes, especially my major that are going to be online, I feel like I'm not getting, you know, my money's worth. And I'm happy the school is taking precautions, but we're taking precautions. But still, a lot of these classes are ending up online. And, you know, it's just not worth the tuition almost. And a lot of teachers are leaving. My major, which is radio, TV, film, got like gutted. We lost a lot of teachers. And then my minor, which is history, also lost a lot. So now, you know, I'm left where I'm paying, you know, nearly $10,000 in tuition. And what am I getting for it?
Yeah. Max, thank you for sharing that with us as we consider the fact that the UW system starts classes today, and that might be in person in some places or virtual or online. And we really appreciate your call at 800-642-1234, Max, helping us understand what that's looking like at the college level for you. And we also want to welcome Emily from Madison, who has a perspective here. Hi, Emily.
Hi, I am a parent in Madison. I have two children who should be going into kindergarten, one who should be going into first grade. The city is offering daycare to compensate working parents that is being held in the elementary schools, which you can pay $215 a week for per child, which basically reads as you can pay for in-person learning, but, you know, again, only if you can afford it. And so I'm, as a working single parent, I'm looking at being out $3,000 a month in order to put my kids in care so I can, or so I can work. And virtual learning does not come anywhere close to replicating what they're going to be getting in person.
So, Emily,
I mean, we're looking at an hour and a half max of video for kids who can't read and are supposed to sit in front of a computer for 6 hours.
So you'd rather have your kids in person this fall?
There is, according to CDC, current death rate says that it's less than 0.1% of all fatalities so far from COVID are kids 0 to 17. The risk is not there for the kids, and the risks for not being there are huge.
I appreciate that, Emily, and that perspective. And certainly one of the concerns is not just with death rate in children, but also the fact that children seem to be good vectors for spreading things, even if they thankfully don't experience it quite as heavily. And let's go ahead and take one more call on this subject, because we've got Anne from Fredonia on the line who wants to share with us. Hi, Anne.
Hi.
Hi, what's on your mind?
Yes, so I went back to school on the 1st. And I have just been seeing a lot of different kind of divides between students, and some are trying to, you know, kind of, you know, rebel against the rules and the precautions that have been put in place. But generally, I think things are going pretty smoothly thus far. And our school has done a really great job of rescheduling just how the day is going to flow. And there's a lot more precautions put in place than I had expected. And so far, things feel really safe, and I think it's going pretty well, and that things should stay running smoothly, and that we should be staying open and in person for the foreseeable future.
So you're seeing precautions and fellow students taking them. Oh, what year are you?
I'm a senior this year.
In high school. So you're seeing your fellow high school students take this seriously? Very good. And thank you so much for sharing what it's like as a high school student right now in a pandemic. Best of luck to you for sure. We have been talking about the first day of school and how it's so much different here during a pandemic. And we really appreciate your calls as we have figured out what the school year is looking like and how we feel about it here in Wisconsin. You can keep the conversation going over on the Ideas Network Facebook page.